Welcome back to another Hilcha Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch paskins makadesh al kois mala yayin. You should make Kiddush on a cup full of wine. That means that even though you have more than a revius in the kois, so maybe you don't fill it to the top, but l'chatchila, you should fill it to the top. It's more about kavodik when you have a cup of wine that's filled to the top. But if while you're making Kiddush, some of it spills out, you're not machoyiv, if it's not a davar hanikar, you're not machoyiv to refill it while you're making Kiddush. Because the whole thing is not li'ikuva, it's only as a mitzvah na'mufchar, as a hiddur, to make sure your kais is full of wine. But b'ikar adin, if the kais has a revius, and it has a shir revius in the cup, then you yoytze yidei chavasa of Kiddush, you yoytze a mitzvah Kiddush, even though it's not filled to the top. Now a lot of times you find that certain wine has like fizz or bubbles, so it's filled to the top, but the top half is really bubbles, the top of it. So this Rivas Ephraim talks about in the Tshuva, and he says that if it stays that way, then it's kosher for Kiddush, as long as you have a shir revius of wine, because that's already by covered there, because it looks full to the top. Since it's filled to the top, even with this bubbles, that's enough to be called full to the top for this mitzvah of Mufchor. Now what is this minimum size of kais that you have to have? So the shir is revius. Now the Mishavur already paskins that since Kiddush by Friday night is midaraisa, therefore, you should be machmir to have the biggest shear revius. Lefira Moshe Feinstein, the biggest shear is 4.42 ounces. Some say it's even more. It's like 5.2 ounces. Maybe it's a shear chazanish. It's a little more, but you should have at least 4.42 for Kiddush Friday night. The kais should be a little bigger than a kais that you sometimes make a lot of times. But here, Friday night, the cup should be a little bigger. You also have to be careful that lechatchila, the kais should be a kais shalem. It should not be broken. It should have cracks. Even if the stem that's holding up the cup has a crack, that also is not so by kavodik for the kais, and the chatchil should not have any break or crack in any part of the kais. But some say that if the kais just has a dent, that when it fell off the table and it got a dent somewhere, that's still called the kais shalim, because it's not really cracked or broken anywhere, it's just a little dent. So a lot of kais can feel that that's good enough, but the chatchil, you should use a kais that's beautiful all around. And all this is only a mitzvah mufka, but it's not ma'akiv. That means if you make Kiddush and you find afterwards it had a little crack on the base, so you yoytze the mitzvah Kiddush because it's only a mitzvah mufka. But there is a case where it could be shayla b'di'evet. If it has a hole in the kais, in the oifen, that it's below where the revius is. For example, let's say 3/4 of the cup is a revius, and then the hole is on top of that. So then it's not ma'akiv b'di'evet. That's only a problem of the covered of the kais. But if that hole is on the bottom of the 3/4 of the kais, where it can leak out and not have a revius, so there, you're not yoytze even with the b'di'evet. That's what Shara Tzion says, because skill you makash without a kais, the kais can't even hold a revius. The Shevet Alevi says that l'maisa, if you made kiddush on shir kais, b'di'evet, and it didn't drip out, it drips out very slowly, he holds that you are yoytze. So it's a shikl machlekes, the Shara Tzion, with the Shevet Halevi, and he ends off Safik Brachas Lahakal, and the same thing says Rabbi Karp Sefer. So therefore, if this ever happens, you should ask a Shaila. It's not my best it's your case to try to be Yoytze Kiddush from someone else, because here it's a big Safik if you find a hole in your kais below the Makom where it's a Revius. If you find a hole in the kais, it's a big Shaila if you are Yoytze, the mitzvah of Kiddush. It turns out it's Machlekes Shara Tzion in the Mishbrua, and against the Shevet Halevi and Rabbi Karp will come out that b'di'evet, you would be yaitza, and therefore maybe al safek brachas halakha, you should not make another bracha of Kiddush.